Welcome, everyone. Good morning. So let's start taking a comfortable seat. Give yourself a moment to close your eyes, settle in. Settle into your body, settle into your breath. And then we'll let our head fall gently down, sway from side to side. Come to center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity mind, body, and spirit. Now as you inhale, stretch your arms wide open. And exhale, bring hands back into the heart. And use your next few breaths to keep opening wider. And then coming back home again. With your next inhale, circle your arms up into the sky, and exhale, fold forward. Let your hands lay down onto the mat, step your feet back, and find your way into downward facing dog. As you step into downward facing dog, you might enjoy stepping your feet up and down a little bit, taking a nice little stretch down each leg. Let's walk our hands back to our feet, folding into a forward bend, nice and gentle. We're just beginning. And then walk your hands forward again. Make your way back to downward facing dog. Now as we inhale, let's take shoulders above the wrists, drop knees to the mat, kneeling plank. And then exhale, slide your hips down into your heels, child's pose. Inhale, return to kneeling plank. And with this exhale, we'll curl our toes under hips to the sky, downward facing dog. So keep hinging forward and back. Every inhale comes to kneeling plank. But with your exhale, alternate between child's pose and downward facing dog. A chance to lubricate the joints a little, warm the muscles a little. Move with the breath a little. Now the next time this flow lays you into child's pose, go ahead and remain there for a moment. We'll all find our way there eventually. But it's a good reminder that child's pose is always available to you. Anytime you'd like to stop and take a moment to just be still and breathe. Now let's curl our toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky again, downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Let your left knee come down to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And with your exhale, bring hands down to the mat again. Step the right foot back. And inhale, shift forward, kneeling plank. This time with our exhale, we'll lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back. Reach the heart forward, cobra. Turn and look over your right shoulder. And then look to the center and look over your left shoulder. And back again to the center and back to child's pose. And again, toes dig into the floor, hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Step your left foot forward. The right knee sits down onto the ground. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down again. Now the right foot steps back. Inhale, come to kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, we lift to cobra. And we'll look to the right. And then to the center. And to the left. And again to the center and back again to child's pose. And toes dig into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And walk your feet up to meet your hands. With an inhale, come all the way up, sun breaths. So exhale, flowing down again. Moving with the rhythm of your own breath.
With one more inhale, rise up. With your exhale, bring hands to your heart. Step all the way to the front of your mat. Let's flow through a sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, hips sink down, chair pose. And then inhale, let's reach up again. You can add a little back bend if it feels nice. And exhale, dive down.
With your inhale, lift up halfway. And exhale, let your hands touch the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
Inhale, arms circle up. And exhale, hands come back down.
Step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
With your inhale, arch up. And take the exhale back to downward facing dog.
Let's reach the right leg up into the sky now. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
And exhale, hands touch down to the ground. The left foot steps up to the front.
Inhale all the way up.
Exhale, chair. Inhale, right up and into the sky. Again, you can curve back. Exhale, dive down.
Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let your hands touch down. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
Exhale, hands return to the mat, and we step back.
Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Take your exhale back to downward facing dog, and now take your left leg to the sky. And step or help the left foot forward.
Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring hands back to the mat and the right foot up to meet the left.
Inhale, up to the sky.
Exhale, chair. Inhale, right back up again, maybe that curve backwards. And exhale, glide down.
Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let your hands come down, walk your feet back, and step yourself into downward facing dog. Take a nice deep breath, feel yourself awakening. So let's move now into our standing flows. Let's start by taking the right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward, lay your back foot flat down, and let's step into warrior one.
So feet are planted firmly on the ground. The front knee lunges forward. The arms point straight up to the sky. So that's the basic outline of Warrior One. But now express it in your own way. Color it in with your own tints and shades. Make it your expression of the energy and power of Warrior One. Let it be more art than science. Your hands drift now behind your back. Fingers link together. Push the hands back. Roll the shoulders back. And let your heart reach outward. It can feel vulnerable putting yourself out there with your heart wide open like this. Express it in your own way. And then slowly begin to come forward, your feet grounded, holding you steady. Come to just where it feels good for you. Where it feels like it makes sense for your body. Each of us are different with different histories, different needs, different abilities, different limitations.
And let your hands drop down to the mat. Step the back foot up to meet the front foot. Inhale, rise all the way up.
And exhale, hands come to the heart. And then let your hands fall down beside you. Drop your head down, let it roll side to side like we did at the beginning. And now bring your shoulders up towards your ears. Roll your shoulders round and round. And then arms reach to the sky and they circle around and round. Once more, arms reach to the sky. This time, exhale, dive all the way down.
Set your right foot behind your left so you're crossing your ankles and come to a nice forward bend here. Straightening your legs just as much as feels right for you. And then extend your right foot all the way back, lunge or kneeling lunge.
Let it be your own expression. We'll add a twist now to this lunge. Bring hands to the heart. Hook your right elbow across your left thigh and begin to spiral this twist around to the left. Let it come through your low back, up your middle back, into the upper back, right up into your neck. The whole length of your spine rotating around. Your arms can spread wide open. If you'd like more stability, you can lay your back knee down. Now unwind the twist, hands come to the mat, and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Lay your knees to the mat, take your hands under your shoulders, little love for your back, cat and cow. Inhale, the head and tail lift. Exhale, your back reaches toward the sky. Move with your breath. The main thing is to be moved, to love, to hope, to tremble, to live. A little inspiration from Rodin. Now bring your back to a neutral spine. Walk your hands back to their down dog position. Tuck your toes into the floor. Move your way back to downward facing dog and reach your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot comes flat down, warrior one. Let inspiration move you. Let this be your own expression of warrior one. What does it feel like for you? What does it bring up for you? And how can you express that through bones and muscles and flesh, from your heart, through your body? Hands drift slowly behind the back. Again, fingers linked together. Roll the shoulders back. Push the hands back. Let your heart come out. Put yourself out there. And then slowly begin to tilt forward. Feel your feet on the ground. You're supported. Hands come onto the mat, the back foot steps up to the front. Inhale all the way up. And exhale, hands come to the heart. And then down to your sides. Let your head drop down, rolling side to side. And then shoulders up toward the ears, round and round. Circle round and round. And come up one more time with the arms. Exhale all the way down. Cross your left foot behind your right. Find your forward bend here. Extend your left foot all the way back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Let it be your expression. You've got the basic outline here. Now color it in your own way. Everyone's expression, uniquely their own. hands folding into the heart for the twist. This time, hop your left elbow across your right thigh. And let's let the twist turn to the right. Find the way your body loves it. Find the way you express it. And now let's unwind the twist. Hands come to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the sky. Take a big wide step forward with your right foot. Lay your back foot flat down. Open wide into warrior two. So feet are grounded, right knee lunges forward again. The body faces sideways, but we look down the line of our right arm. So there's the basic outline, but now color it in your own way. Your own tints and shades. Your own creative expression. Legs remain exactly the same, but reach a little forward. Turn your right hand over, stretch it across the sky, reverse warrior. The left hand drips down the left leg as we open up through the right side body. In your own way. Now bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh as your left fingertips point to the sky. Look up to your left fingertips, side angle pose. Will you express this one? Now extend your left arm in a diagonal line over your head, reaching toward the front of the room. That line reaches down the left arm, down the left side of the body, down the left leg, all the way to the side of the left foot on the floor. Now slip the left hand behind your back. You can keep it here. Maybe you can reach around and grab your upper thigh. If you're nice and flexible, you can bind from underneath. Another way to bind this pose is to reverse your right arm so the hand's behind you and the elbow's in front of the leg. And you can clasp hands behind your back. So it's binding above the leg instead of below the leg. And then releasing, hands come down to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And again, take knees to the mat, hands under the shoulders, rolling through cat and cow with your breath. To draw, you must close your eyes and sing. That one's from Picasso. And one more cat pose, and one more cow pose. And then a neutral spine, hands come forward to your down dog position, toes tuck under the feet, hips reach to the sky. Take your left leg now up into the air. And take a big step forward with the left foot as the back foot lays flat. Warrior two on the other side. To start with the basic outline and then create it yourself. Close your eyes and sing. legs remaining as they are, we reach forward and turn the left hand over. Stretch it across the sky as you find a reverse warrior. And then bend the left arm across the left thigh, side angle pose. Look straight up to the sky if you're able to. Find your expression of opening yourself in this way. And then the right arm creates the diagonal line from the tips of the fingers to the side of your right foot. Long, powerful line. And then we'll slip the right hand behind the back. Any variation, any expression of this pose. Paint it in your own way. And then releasing the pose, hands come down to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And take your right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. And bring hands under your thighs, lift up to stand. With an inhale, let's reach arms overhead. As we do, we'll point our toes to the corners of the mat. Bring hands into your heart, bend your knees, sink down into temple pose. And let this be your own expression of temple pose. Temple, what does that mean to you? How could you express that with your body? With your energy? Now straighten the legs, turn your toes around to the long side of your mat, and give yourself a moment to find a foundation to enter a back bend. Make fists at your low back. Push down through the ground with your feet, rolling the shoulders back and curving into the back bend. There's a vulnerability here. And pressing with the hands into the area of the kidneys, which are thought to hold fear. We massage away that fear and allow ourselves to be vulnerable. Come up from the back bend, take hands to the hips, pour yourself into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the ground, let your head hang into gravity for a moment. And walk your hands around to the front of the mat. Turn your feet to face forward, step your back foot up to meet your front foot. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, hands come to the heart. And then down to your sides. Again, drop your head down, let it roll side to side. Shoulders roll round and round. And then the arms circle round and round. Reaching up and then exhale, dive all the way down. Right hand slips behind the left, or right foot, sorry, slips behind the left. Take a forward bend. Straightening into the legs a little bit until you feel the stretch of it. And then extend the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Bring hands down to the mat. Keep your right hand beside your left foot. Circle your left arm up into the sky and let's open into another twist.
turning your chin toward the left shoulder if you're able to. Remember, you can always lay your back knee down. You've got the basic outline, but paint it in your own way. Now circle the left hand around to the back and down again to the mat. And let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And again, knees come to the mat, hands under the shoulders. Roll through your cats and cows to the tune of your breath. And one more bit of inspiration, this time from Van Gogh. I am seeking, I am striving, I am in it with all my heart. One more cat pose. One more cow pose. Come to a neutral spine. Walk your hands forward to their down dog position. Curl your toes under. Lift your hips to the sky and take your left leg into the air for our last flow. Step your left foot forward. Walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Inhale, reach up and point your toes to the corners of your mat. Exhale, hands to the heart. Bend the knees. Temple pose. Create your own expression. You have the full array of palette. Straighten the legs, turn your feet around to the long side of your mat again. Find the foundation for the back bend, make fists at your low back. The feet push down as the heart reaches up and we roll back into the back bend. I'm seeking, I'm striving. I'm in it with all of my heart. Slowly, the back bend rises, hands shift to the hips. We pour the back bend into a forward bend. Let your hands tumble down, let your head hang heavy. And walk your hands around to the front of your mat, turn your feet to face forward. Step your back foot up to meet the front foot. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart, and then down to your sides. Let your head fall down and roll from side to side. And then shoulders roll round and round. Arms circle round and round. Reaching up one more time with your exhale, fold all the way down. Hands come to the mat, left foot steps behind the right foot. Find your forward bend. And then extend the left foot all the way back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Find your expression. Now hands come down to the mat. The left hand will remain with the right foot. The right hand circles up into the sky for the twist. Back and down again to the mat, where we'll step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Now let's lay knees to the mat, hips to the heels. Rest yourself in child's pose. Lay gently down, breathe in and out. Feel creative, inspirational juices flowing within you, awakened. Slowly begin to look to the front of your mat. Press your hands down. Dig your toes into the floor and reach your hips to the sky. Back again to downward facing dog. And from here, let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And slowly come all the way up. And with the exhale, hands return to the heart. So let's step into some balancing now. Step onto your right foot. Hands will stay at the heart in a prayer. We'll pick the left foot up and bring the thigh parallel to the floor. Lift your head up nice and tall. And know that as we explore balancing, you can step down and restart whenever you need to. Let your hands begin to reach up. And from here, fly into your expression of warrior three. Send your left leg behind you now. Arms any direction, any flying altitude. Your expression of it. Carefully bend the left knee and bring it through again to the front. This time take your hands underneath your thigh, stand up straight and tall, and maybe you can explore straightening the left leg. And then come back again to 2 feet. And for a moment, just move yourself in any way you choose. And step down onto the left foot. Let's try the other side. Hands at the heart. The right foot comes off the floor as we bring the thigh parallel to the ground. Head lifted nice and high. And then hands begin to float up and express warrior three in your own way. Send your right leg behind you. Slowly bend the right knee, bring it through to the front. Hands come under the right leg, head lifts up nice and tall, and maybe explore straightening the right leg. Then come back to the stability of 2 feet, give yourself a little movement. And take a nice inhale that reaches all the way up to the sky. And with your exhale, fold yourself all the way down. Hands touch the ground. We'll walk the feet back. Lay the knees down. Again, slide hips into heels. Return to child's pose. Let's give this child's pose a side bend by walking hands way over to the right. And then hands go to the center. And way over to the left. And then bring your hands back to the center. And once again, curl your toes under your feet and find your way to downward facing dog. So we'll move next into some hip opening. We'll move into pigeon pose. So if you prefer the variation of pigeon where you lay on your back, go ahead and roll over onto your back. Cross your right ankle over your left thigh as you draw the legs in. Or for this variation, step the right foot forward. Bending the knee, your foot will come behind the left hand knee behind the right. So choose whichever variation of pigeon pose makes sense for your body, allows you to express the energy of pigeon pose in the way you choose. Close your eyes, breathe in and breathe out. Onto your hands. Looks like we're all in this variation. So let's go ahead and sit down onto our right hip. Swing the left leg around until it finds your right foot. Turn to face your left leg, and as you inhale, rise up. Reach to the sky. Exhale, fold yourself over your left leg in a nice forward bend. Close your eyes. Express this in your own way. Your left arm remain with your left leg. Take your right arm behind your back and then point up to the sky and then take a sweeping side bend over towards your left leg. Find a stretch into your right side body. And then bring the right hand back up to the sky and then onto the floor behind your right hip. Step up onto your right knee and shin. Lift your hips up. Reach your left arm up and behind you. And then come down again. Take your hands onto the mat, swing your left foot back, step your right foot back, step your feet up and down a little, give your body a moment to take all that in. And let's return to pigeon pose on the other side. So again, if you want to, you can lay on your back and take that variation. Your left ankle will cross your right thigh. Or step the left foot forward as you bend the knee, let your foot drop in behind the right hand, knee lands behind the left hand. Ease your way into where it feels just right, where you express the feeling of this pose. Nice deep opening into the left hip. Nice deep letting go. Close your eyes. Be in the moment. come up onto your hands.
Sink over onto your left hip. Swing your right leg around until it finds your left foot. Turn to face your right leg. Inhale, reach up, lift up. Exhale, fold out over your right leg.
Close your eyes. Relax into the moment. Right arm remains with the right leg. Left arm reaches behind the back, up into the sky and into the curve of a side bend over towards your right leg. And the left hand reaches up. It sets down on the floor behind your left hip. Come onto the left knee and shin. Pick the hips up. Reach your right arm up and back. And come back down. Hands come onto the mat. Swing your right foot back. Step your left foot back. Step your feet up and down a little bit. And let's lay knees to the mat. Crisscross the ankles. Come right up and over the tops of your feet. And continue all the way down onto the floor. Lay yourself right down onto your back. Give your knees a hug. Get settled for a moment on the ground. Now position your knees directly above your hips and lift your shins up parallel to the floor. Spread your arms wide on the ground. Now hollow out your belly and let's use our abdominal strength to lower the knees halfway to the right. And then with that abdominal strength, bring the knees back up and then halfway to the left. And go side to side, nice and slow. If you're feeling especially strong, you can do the same motion with your legs straight instead of knees bent. Express it in your own way. One more time to the right. One more time to the left. And reach around, grab your knees, give them a nice big hug. And then hold on just to your right knee. Send your left leg straight out onto the ground. And then straighten your right leg up to the sky. Hands behind the right leg. Take a nice hamstring stretch. Your left hand come onto your left hip bone to anchor your hips to the mat. Take your right hand inside of your right leg and let it drop open to the right. Bring the right leg back up. Take your right hand to the floor, left hand on the outside of the right leg. Take it over to the left in a twist. Let your hips roll open. Shoulders now anchored to the ground. And then release the left.
left hand, come back up. Both hands behind the right leg. Once more, hamstring stretch. And then slowly lower your right leg to the ground. Maybe it'll feel an inch longer than the left. And reach down, bring your left knee in. Give it a little hug, and then hands behind the left leg, hamstring stretch. And set your right hand on your right hip, left hand inside the left leg. Inner thigh stretch as you open your left leg out to the left. Bring the leg back up, left hand to the floor, right hand outside the left leg, twist to the right. Unroll the twist. Take hands behind the left leg. One more time, hamstring stretch. And then slowly lower the left leg down to the ground. And draw your knees in. And step into your choice of inversion for today. Maybe you'll choose a shoulder stand, lifting hips and legs up above your shoulders, supporting yourself with your hands. Maybe you'll choose a bridge pose, pushing your feet into the ground, lifting the hips up. Let it be your own expression. Lift your heart up above your head and express what that feels like. Take your time lowering yourself slowly back down to the ground. And when at last you've reached home again, reach around for your knees, give yourself a hug. And then step gently into fish pose. The feet push down, the hips come off the floor. Let's place our hands underneath us and lay the hips right on top of the hands. Stretch your legs straight on the ground. Sit up on your fingertips. Tuck elbows underneath your back. And then lay your head back. Find your neck open. Roll your shoulders back and let your heart reach to the sky. And lift the head first. And let the fish pose return to the mat. Hands slip out from underneath now. They'll reach to the floor behind our head. Take a big stretch. Lace your fingers together. Flip your hands around. And now reach down. Find your right leg. Hug it into your body and then guide it all the way across you to the left. Turning your head now to the right. And the left hand falls onto the floor. The twist unrolls and lays you on your mat. You may feel a little less than centered, so go ahead and move your body to align with the center of your mat. Stretch long again, end to end. Lace your fingers together. Turn your palms around. And now take your left leg. Give it a nice little hug into your body and then guide it across you to the right. Turn and look to the left. And then the right hand falls away. That last twist lays you down once again to your mat. Straighten yourself out. You're welcome to cover up if you'd like as you lay yourself down now for our final relaxation. Surrender your body to the floor. Close your eyes and breathe. And as you relax into this final relaxation, identify for yourself one word that feels inspiring today. Maybe it's a word like joy or peace or love. Whatever it may be, find that one word. And once you have it, imagine that you are walking into the most incredible art studio there has ever been. Every type of art medium is here for you. Whether you want to splash around a little paint, sculpt a little clay, put on some safety protection and weld metal, whatever it may be, it's here for you. And in this art studio, there is no judgment and no expectation. Any scars you may have from being told about your artistic abilities are gone. Anything is possible. Come back again to that one word. And use this art studio to create, to express that word in any way you wish. Have fun. Be vulnerable. The main thing is to be moved, to love, to hope, to tremble, to live. To draw, you must close your eyes and say, I am seeking. I am striving. I am in it with all my heart. Express yourself. Let that word come to life. Every color is available, every tint and every shade. You take as long as you'd like, but when you feel done, step back in your mind's eye and look at your creation. And let every cell in your body smile and be inspired. Risk more than others think is safe. Care more than others think is wise. Dream more than others think is practical. Expect more than others think is possible. This art studio is yours anytime you'd like to return. But for now, take a very deep breath in. And slowly release that deep breath. And give yourself a moment to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. When you're ready, roll onto your right side. Be in no hurry to move on. And then when the time feels right, join me once again sitting on the mat. Back to where we started, with gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received, for anything you might take away from this practice and use during the rest of your day. And one more time, we let our head drop down into gravity and roll from side to side. And finding our way back to center with an inhale, let your arms reach to the sky. Hands join together and stop at our forehead for inspiration in our thoughts today. And then to our lips for inspiration in our words. And to our heart for inspiration in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.